5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she worked at a bed and breakfast and had never experienced anything paranormal until they started doing a little remodeling.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. It's funny, when you say bed and breakfast, to me, the first thing that always comes to mind now is something paranormal. It's not, it's a relaxing place, and no, it's ghosts is what comes to my mind. Is that the sonata? Is that just me, or do people have other takes on bed and breakfasts these days?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a certain population who just don't even think about ghosts. They don't even believe in them.
Yeah.
Which kind of segues into something I was going to ask you, which was like, how do you deal with people who, and listen, I don't expect everybody to believe, and everybody's experiences aren't necessarily paranormal, mm-hmm. but I deal on a daily basis with a lot of people who just are not open to, having conversations about anything that they just don't believe in.
Yeah.
And it, like in this case, like they would be, oh, that's just a bed and breakfast. That's where you go and stay and maybe grab a little like donut on the way out while you go enjoy the small town or the city that you're in. While, as you said, others would look at it as an opportunity to do a little ghost hunting while they're staying overnight. But how do you deal with people who are so closed-minded about stuff?
I don't have them in my life. I don't know. I think, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's sometimes you just, I learned a long time ago, like some people it's just not worth arguing with, or even like, because it will turn into an argument, even if you're just trying to have a conversation. If someone's just not willing to talk about certain things because it like literally, I think, scares them. And I think that's the reason people will isolate themselves from talking about things, whether it be ghosts or whether it be whatever, something that really goes against their core or what they think are their core beliefs or something. Yeah. You're not going to get anything out of them, and you're not going to, I don't know. It's a very unenlightened way of thinking.
This particular person is a coworker, so I can't, you know, push them out of my life completely.
Sure.
But they're also a very religious person mm-hmm. who does believe in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And so my comment one day when they were kind of poo-pooing some of the things that I was talking about on the air, my comment to that was, so only Jesus or only God mm-hmm. can be a ghost. The rest of us are doomed to never, you know, have a spirit or anything like that. And they kind of shut up right away. But I could tell I pissed them off with what I was saying.
Yeah, you'll strike a nerve there and it turns to offense very quick. I just think this is the way of thinking. People get so enamored in what they, you know, they believe or were told over and over and over. And anything outside of that realm is really scary. And it's
a shame.
And they're not able to. It's why we have the political divide that we have in our country today. Right. It's why we have all of that. It's because people get so ingrained in what they think they should believe. And anything outside of that is so threatening. And that's not how to live. I mean, tell you, if you're more open to everything, you know what? Life's a hell of a lot less scarier.
Right.
It's a lot more like, oh, okay. You know, yeah. Challenge your beliefs. Challenge what you've been told. Challenge what you've been thinking. Doesn't mean you have to go along with it and like change your belief or your opinion. But it's a lot more enjoyable to hear things that are beyond just you. You know.
Right.
And yep, that
I realm. Think so.
I agree. Let's go to our first caller, 855-853-4802, and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hi, I'm calling tonight. I just want to say how much I love you guys' podcast. I listen to it when I'm driving, which is a lot, but I've got a story I've been wanting to call in for a while now. I live in Georgia, in South Georgia, and about 5 or 6 years ago, I worked at a old hotel. Well, it was still used as a hotel, but it had been a hotel for years. Before that, it had been a doctor had built a house on the property there for his wife and children. It had been a boarding house at one time. And about 20 years ago, our town reopened it, remodeled it, made it into a bed and breakfast. So I was working at this bed and breakfast, and I had heard, you know, I had heard some stories of the place being haunted, this, that, and the other, and I was a believer in the paranormal, and I kind of, you know, was on the fence, like, I kind of want to see something, but I kind of don't. Well, we started remodeling a little bit of the, I think it was in the kitchen area, and as soon as we did, things started happening that hadn't happened in years. I'm pretty sure that it had been years since there had been paranormal activity, and then we started remodeling the kitchen and it's all started. Well, a couple of things happened, but I always kind of, you could write them off, like, you know, it was out of the corner of my eye. Did that really happen? You know, I could always write it off. But there was this one night that there was no more writing it off because we got it on camera. So we never stayed there. We were only open for lunchtime. So by 3 or 4 o'clock every day, the kitchen staff and the wait staff would be gone, and the only people there would be the people that cleaned, which was just a couple of people. And so the wait staff never stayed, but we had it was the holiday season, and we were having a party, and we were having to get ready for the next day. So it was about 10 o'clock at night, and we were in there rolling silverware. We couldn't leave until all the silverware was rolled, and me and one of my coworkers were cutting up with each other and back there gossiping and whatnot. And all of a sudden, we heard something at the front of the building, just a loud bang, you know. And we go, that's Miss Ollie. They call the ghosts, the people that have been there for years. They called It was a boarding house. There was a lady named Miss Ollie that lived there as a full resident, and they just liked to stay with Miss Ollie. So, you know, we kind of nervous laughed it off, but we kept talking. When my friend went back up to his station at the front, the iPad, which was suction cup down, you know, because you have to flip them back and forth for your customers to sign, almost like at a coffee shop. So, you know, it's got a lot of suction there to it to keep that piece of expensive equipment from falling over, being handled so much. Well, the iPad was on the ground. And he said, Hannah, like, what is going on here? This iPad was over here all the way, halfway, you know, thrown through the office. And it still didn't really hit me at what he was, you know, how far the iPad had flown at that point. But I kind of, you know, had a weird feeling. And again, I just laughed it off. And I think even out loud said, oh, this is Ollie. Well, when our manager walked back through, we told her, and she was not the nicest person in the world, and she was just pissed that our most expensive piece of equipment had been thrown on the ground, you know, as a joke or whatever. Well, she said, I'm about to watch the video. And I was like, let's watch that video because I'm really, you know, curious as to what it is. So at 10, the video recorded in 10-minute intervals, and at 10:10, the iPad was on the ground. So we wound it back at 10 o'clock, and there was two of us, and we kind of just stood over her shoulder watching. And about 10:08, I'll never forget it, or 10:09, you could just see the suction cups just like somebody had just popped them, and then that iPad absolutely flew, I mean, with all the force you could imagine behind it across the room. And so every hair on my body stood up. I've never been so freaked out, scared, you know, just this feeling of just weirdness was all over me. And we didn't even turn out the lights that night. We all left and just left the building. And I had been moved out from my parents' house for 10 years. I had been living on my own for 10 years, but that night I went straight to their house for the night. I wouldn't even go home. I was so unnerved. I did continue working there. I had a few more experiences that actually it hid something from us one time and got all the girls that worked together into an argument. And to this day, I have no idea where what we were all looking for is, and you know, where did it put it? Like, we looked, you know, under everything. We looked in every possible place that it was a sign that. For the sign to see where it had gone, and it never showed back up. I do feel like it was not Miss Ollie. I feel like whatever it was angry. There was a lot of energy to have thrown the iPad like it was thrown. I definitely think it was a poltergeist. And anyway, so that's my story. I love the show again. I'm saying that again. I hope I get to hear this later. I know it'll take a while, but hopefully I'm still listening. I'm sure I will be. All right, take care.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on all of that?
We've got to first start off with the fact that as soon as she started talking, I figured out that she was from Southern Georgia.
The accent?
The accent, and there's a certain accent in Georgia, and it gets more pronounced the more southern part of the state you go in, because, of mm-hmm. course, they still do some work down there. So love that very much. Felt very much like home in many ways. I love the fact that it was a little playful, and yet, I mean, it's throwing this tablet around and making the boss kind of crazy. So, I don't know, just a fun little story about having some fun going on at work and coworkers.
Yeah, always fun having a workplace that's haunted.
I mean, we had a workplace that was kind of haunted.
I loved it. I have warm, fuzzy memories about the haunted workplace.
And even if you like take each individual story that we had and you could somehow disregard it, you know, you could come up with a reason why, for no reason, at 4 o'clock in the morning, that the microwave started and that there was some footsteps down the hallway right next to it. Even if you can kind of push that stuff aside, there were so many little stories like that. It was really hard to say, it's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean,
and people who didn't even like to or want to believe in that stuff had stuff happen to them.
Exactly. The people who are like, well, I don't necessarily believe, but one night I blah, 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 blah. You know, everybody had some sort of weird experience in that building. And and you're right. Some people were like diehard believers.
Yeah.
Some people didn't believe it at all. Yep. Like the owner, I don't think he believed anything that we said. Mm-hmm. And I was always right down the middle. We had some stuff go on that just was not explainable.
Like
the day you were screaming in the studio about being a goat blanker.
Yeah.
And part of the power in the studio went off, but for whatever reason, we never went off the air.
It's crazy.
Do you remember that day?
Goat? I was screaming.
You're nothing but a goat blanker. Just stop doing this. And then all the power in the studio went off. But for whatever reason,
I do.
CD players did not go off and we didn't go off the air. And then everybody thing came up and you were just screaming at the top of your lungs.
I do, because I think Jim was in there with us, wasn't he?
I don't know if Jim was, but Owens was in there.
Oh, okay. It was Owens that was in there. Yeah.
And Owens is like, you got to stop. You got to stop. This is getting serious. And you're like, you're a goat flanker.
I was dissing the ghosts.
Yes, you were dissing the ghost.
I do remember that. I was like, what, 15?
I don't know if it was the first time you were there or the second time you were there.
That's true. Well, it wasn't that far apart, honestly, in all true. Time. But I think it was, I don't know, I think it was younger if I was using the term goat fucker.
Yeah.
Those are terms I used from 15 to 18. By 19, listen. I was on to much more.
Yeah, you can figure out where you were in life by the vulgarities you used.
Exactly. Oh, shit, that's kind of true. I was watching The Office the other day, and I was watching the finale episode of it, and it kind of made me teary because there was a line where it's like, I wish people would tell you that you were in the good old days while you were actually in them. You know, and because that to me felt a lot like that. That could have been a sitcom for so many years.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, no, great memories. Shouting at the ghost, calling it a goat fucker. Oh, that was great. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, check us out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.